Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
In the last play, what was your hope on that play call, and what was your vantage point of how it unfolded there?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of options there. I don't know exactly who's going to pop necessarily, but between the options that we have and then Caleb using his legs, was hopeful we could find a way to get a yard there.
That was Ben Johnson talking about the interception in the end zone. Bears trying to get something going on that. What was hopefully their next to last play if they had gotten a two-point conversion attempt. Instead, it was an interception by Keyshawn Nixon. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, talking to Anthony Heron, the former NFL defensive lineman, our analyst here on 670 The Score and Fox 32. And our segment with Ant is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Ant, it's one of those where you watch that play a million times.
A million and one. I watched it a million and one.
I spent a whole hour just watching that play and like listening to everybody talk about it. And then I started then I was going back to my notes during the Philly game. And I don't know why I got trapped in the rabbit hole on that, but I really did. To
because
the point where
tiny.
I ended up having
so
to
rabbit holes are difficult for people your size to get out of. It's like your arms aren't that long.
Oh, she's
your
legs aren't that long. The amount of times I use a step stool in a single day, it's so sad. And to further illustrate that struggle, I even called Grody because I was like, hey, I'm looking at my notes here.
You even called Grody?
Can you believe that she resorted to calling Grody?
I called Grody. I was like, hey, are you taping your podcast yet? And he's like, no. And I'm like, Mark, I've been watching this play.
It was a great warm-up for Take the North and a great warm-up for what you have up on Instagram right now.
I didn't do
one
yet
because
I spent too much time watching this.
Oh,
that's what happens when you don't have a new game.
I thought you did
time
your
Insta. Goes quick.
No, it's just I just kept listening. I kept watching and listening. Like, do I just wanted to watch and listen? And also, the Texans played the Chiefs last night, so that was I had a lot of football to get to last night.
College football anger. There's a lot going on.
There was a lot going on, but the point is, like, yes, I was struggling to get out of my teeny rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, maybe I should ask somebody who played.
So play those little pink gears. Hi,
just like I keep scratching, but nothing's happening. That said, like, what do you think about the play? Like, I should have also just texted. I really should have called everybody in my phone.
Right. Just get some groupthink going on it. It's available. I've gotten the question several times last night. And the play call itself, do you have an issue with the play call? Was one question I got several times after the end of the game. I don't have any issue with the play call. I mean, especially on third and one, they ran the play that I think many of us would have been comfortable with them running on 3rd and 1 or perhaps even 4th and 1 in a different scenario. Give the ball to Kyle Manungai. I mean, how much of an energy giver was Kyle Manungai in that game last night? Just the way he was running the rock, the style, the force that he was running the ball with. Yeah, he was getting downhill really well. Now, I think in pure production, DeAndre Swift had a more productive game from a yardage perspective, but the run game was more efficient last night, or, you know, in particular with Kyle Manungai in there. But the juice he added to things, you could feel that within the Bears offense. So that was great. He got it on 3rd and 1 and got stuffed. I mean, just got lit up in the hole. So, all right, here you go. 4th and 1. What are you going to do? The game is on the line at that point. There's multiple timeouts remaining. So if they do run the ball on 4th and 1, even if they convert, then okay, that's great. But now you're already well under 30 seconds. So you're going to likely burn a timeout or clock it at that point. So you can still score, there's no doubt, but the clock isn't in your favor in the same way. And so I didn't have a problem with getting Caleb on the move, getting him outside the pocket, and giving him those options like the guys played when we were coming out of break there. Could Caleb have taken off and run it? Maybe. Yeah, he's fast. He could lower his shoulder. That's not what the play was definitively designed for. The play is hoping to at least throw for a first down or perhaps throw for a touchdown. And what opened up on the play was the potential for Caleb to throw for a touchdown. Held the ball a beat too long. Cole Kmet was there. Cole Kmet was available. Cole Kmet is not a one-on-one jump ball, rise and grind kind of guy. And so he was open. So if the ball gets out quicker and is more towards that back pylon, then there's a great chance that it's a touchdown. I think my anticipation is if they run the game in that field, if they run that play in that field position again, Caleb will be more prepared to just float the ball out with some anticipation earlier. And so that's a part of the learning process here that we hope for. But could he have gotten the ball to DJ Moore? Saw a lot of that out there. I don't see any way he could have gotten the ball to DJ Moore with as late as DJ becomes a part of the route tree. By the time DJ Moore is even into his route beyond the line of scrimmage, several defenders are bearing down on Caleb, and multiple of them are between Caleb and DJ Moore. The only time DJ Moore actually looks truly open, and this tends to be the case, is like, okay, the ball is out of the quarterback's hand or he's in his throwing motion. Then, you know, you see some of the Twitter folks like, oh, here, DJ's wide open at this point. DJ was not wide open. It was not a quality option to even think about throwing the ball to DJ Moore there. But could Caleb have run it and get it? Possibly. But what he tried to do was, as far as him reading the field, that was the best option. He just, as he said, didn't put a good ball out there.
Anthony, it's great to hear you talk about the end of the game situation, because I think obviously because it was the last thing the Bears did on offense, that's what we're all going to point to. But I go back to the beginning of this game. I'm just trying to sort this out because Ben Johnson told us they'd be playing better in December than what we saw at the beginning of the year. That is happening. It's undeniable. The Bears are a better football team today than they were at the beginning of the season. I'll just say pre-bye week. They're better. They're a better team.
What,
are you saying, oh, you're waiting for my but?
I think there's a however on the way.
Yeah,
however.
Yeah. Well, no.
But
Caleb Williams and his development as far as this season goes, I want to know if it is realistic to believe what's now become a habit in terms of him missing on these, what you would say as a point guard, layup throws, especially at the beginning of the game. Is that correctable between now and the end of the season? And I'm not saying they can't win 2 or 3 games without it being corrected. I'm just saying if they want to advance in the playoffs, that's really what I'm looking at as has to happen.
It's possible, but I don't expect we're going to see a drastic uptick in the consistency of Caleb's accuracy between now and the end of the season. Now, through my lens, part of what I anticipate is because Caleb looks resoundingly more comfortable in this offense now than he did early in the season.
Agreed.
And the vastness of the playbook that he's had to try and really consume, you can tell he's really grown leaps and bounds in that regard. Just think about the hostility of playing at Lambeau Field, national audience, crowd screaming at you. The Bears were able to vary the snap count against that Packers pass rush. I was really impressed with that. And the wide variety of motions and misdirection within the offense. Caleb has to be able to oversee all of that. I think he's doing that much better now than he did earlier, and showed yesterday he could do it in a hostile road environment while also trying to, you know, switch up the snap count. The Bears didn't seem to me to be going on silent cadence on a consistent basis. So I thought a lot of that was really impressive, just to show mentally where Caleb is at in this offense. Now to get from the mental aspect of it and have some of these things within the route tree turn into muscle memory, that's where I think it becomes more of an issue, that more of this to me will be corrected with off-season work. To get to the point where he goes from, you know, from taking the snap from center and just getting to that plant foot and really letting the ball rip with proper mechanics and consistency of it. He seems really charged up at certain points in games where his rhythm, the rhythmic nature of him just even delivering the ball just looks a lot harder and faster and more effort-based than at other points in the game. That was just the demeanor of Caleb in the pocket seemed to adjust in the second half to me, where he seemed to be throwing with more composure and comfort. And I'm no QB doctor, but, you know, there's someone who I believe Caleb will likely be able to spend some time with in the offseason just to mechanically get down how you go from snap to plant foot and do it with the proper mechanics that really enhance the consistency of his accuracy, because all the physical gifts and the horsepower are there. I just think to be able to turn it into more physical muscle memory will enhance the consistency of his accuracy. And that's just tough to pull off during the season.
We actually
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did just add QB doctor to the list of things that you do. Right. If you don't mind, Butte.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Put it on my wiki.
Yeah, it's on your wiki. Full circle here, HBO, help a brother out. What did this game mean? What did we actually learn from this game? Are the Packers just better than the Bears? Are the Bears still really good? Where are we going with this? What did you learn? What's your takeaway at the end of the day?
As of December 8th in the year of our Lord 2025, yes, the Packers are still better than the Bears. But it is exciting to me that the Bears, for a half of football, could go toe-to-toe with a Packers squad that really played well. I know Jordan Love threw the early interception. I don't know if he lost sight of CeeDee Deuce or what happened on that one, but it's a bad ball. And Jordan Love will occasionally throw a bad ball, but he's not turnover prone once you get to this point in the season. We got a few years of evidence on Jordan Love where he tightens things up when you get into November and December. He played really well, extremely composed. You have the comparison between the way Jordan, and you know, few quarterbacks have the pure arm strength of Caleb, but by comparison, where Jordan Love is, he's getting the ball out of his hands. He's got the confidence to just sort of float it into spaces where his pass catches will run under it, whereas Caleb, he's that sort of half a beat late, and he feels like he's got to really gun it to get it in there, and like to see Caleb more consistently grow in that direction. So one quarterback looks more consistently comfortable than the other, and one defense just has some action figures up front, and chief amongst them, Micah Parsons. I don't know what his stats were in the game. He might not have recorded a tackle, but man, did he impact the game
on a
consistent basis. He did get a tackle. All right, congratulations to Micah Parsons on his $50 million tackle. But, I mean, the dude was all over the place, and they really seemed to have a focused approach on aligning him in what we used to call a joker alignment, where you have someone who's normally a player with their hand in the dirt, a defensive end type, who you move him back into the box in a two-point stance. And so pretty frequently you can stem him around in that spot and frequently rush him in between the tackles. It feels like a blitzer, even though you count them amongst that down four pass rushers. So they run a lot of joker package with Micah Parsons, and he got matched up with guards. And a lot of times it was Jonah Jackson. They seemed to want to try to have Micah tee off on Jonah Jackson in some passing downs. And even though he wasn't getting sacks, but that penetration and the fury that Micah Parsons brought into the pocket set up a lot of what Green Bay did off of that. So the Packers played really well, and the Bears responded. And they didn't respond because Ben Johnson outsmarted the other team, as has been the case at times this season. Yeah, you know, the touchdown pass to Colson Loveland, great play call, outsmarted him on that one. But overall, the Packers were ready for what the Bears threw at him, even in half number two. But you saw a Bears squad execute the game at a higher level. That, to me, is a really good sign for what can be to come in December.
Agreed. Anthony Heron, thanks so much for joining us, as always. So quarterback doctor, that's part of the resume, guys, now?
Yep.
No, okay. Not that one. You can call me a pass rush doctor and a whole lot of other stuff. I can talk the game, but yeah, we got some other QB doctors.
Pass rush doctor. He is now accepted being called a pass rush doctor.
We're the board, yeah.
And so, we already know you're the football guy at the Score.
He has his PRD, his pass rush doctor.
When you guys talk
doctorate
to Tim Jenkins, next time you talk to Tim Jenkins,
tomorrow,
ask him about sliding head first.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Opposed to football.
Marshall, write that down.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, Anthony texted it. And texted it to us. So he actually wrote it down for us.
Yeah. I've had a few QB guys talk to me about that as something they're beginning to teach at the position. You don't lose yardage and you don't expose yourself to maybe a big hit while you're sliding foot first. I'd like to hear Tim and other QB doctors' thoughts on that.
That's a really good call, Anthony. As always, we thank you for your time and congratulations on now
that's
being
our
a doctor.
PCP referring us to a specialist.
Exactly.
Yeah. Check your chin, man. Check your chin. We'll talk to you later.
Again, you can listen to Ant on the Score's post-game show after the Chicago and Cleveland game. That is Sunday night this week from 5 to 5:45. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. I like that we're giving Andrew Billings love. I just like Andrew Billings. Is that wrong?
No.
He's a whole lot of guy who needs a whole lot of love.
If loving Andrew Billings is wrong, I don't want to be right. And he did make an impression in that game. So we're going to talk about not just how, but something that Mark picked up on at training camp, which ended up resulting in positive moments for the Bears. We'll do that next.
Did you become a doctor?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.